100 or so people rallied outside 30th Street Station Monday, beating pots and pans to protest starvation in Gaza amid the ongoing war there. In recent days, images have emerged of Palestinian people, mostly children, emaciated from starvation, as the UN says food aid is being cut off by Israel. Philadelphia resident and protester Lynn Iser called the images disturbing.
As a mother, as a woman, it's a horrible, horrible thing. How can we starve babies? It's just, it's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking.
The protest was originally planned to be held inside the station, but police blocked the entrance, requiring anyone wanting to get in to have a train ticket. Our news partner, 6ABC, reports the 9-year-old girl who died after an incident in a wave pool at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania has been identified. The Bhutanese community of Harrisburg released a photo of Sophia Sobidi. Officials say the girl became unresponsive at the boardwalk at Hershey Park last Thursday evening. She was rushed to a nearby hospital where she later died. According to the coroner in the case, Sobidi died from an accidental drowning and did not experience a medical event. The boardwalk is home to the wave pool called The Shore, which goes to a depth of 6 feet, according to the company's website. The company said there were over 100 certified lifeguards in the boardwalk at the time of the incident, including 10 specifically dedicated to the wave pool. The investigation into the child's death is ongoing. The labor dispute that left mounds of trash in Philadelphia on sidewalks is in the rearview mirror now, but the blazing heat has only reinforced the need for clean open space. Julia Binswanger with WHYY's Billy Penn explores this.
Philly has over 40,000 vacant lots. Some are full of trash. Others have been transformed into vibrant community gardens. Ben Kornmiller is a community leader behind the Reinhardt Street Community Farm.
The trash, they all kind of go together. The drug dealing, the delinquency, it causes depression. Putting love into the land and making it look beautiful and taking the steps to, you know, regenerate it and bring the community together, it's got so many amazing positive benefits.
Research backs Miller up. Turning lots into green space helps cool neighborhoods, improves mental health, and lowers gun violence. For more on how to help your local community garden or even start a new one, check out BillyPenn.com. For Billy Penn, I'm Julia Binswanger, WHYY News.
In sports, the White Sox got the win in Chicago, beating the Phillies Monday 6-2. Those two teams play again this evening. Jesus Luzardo starts for the Phillies on the mound. Jonathan Cannon starts for the White Sox. And your Philly forecast today, bright sunshine, high humidity, high heat as we get up to 98 degrees in the city of Philadelphia. There's a code orange air quality alert that's going on right now. Also, there's a heat advisory. Right now, it's 87 degrees.